The Welcome Back to Leeds podcast, brought to you by Leeds Bid.
Welcome to episode 7 of the Welcome Back to Leeds podcast. My name's Larry Budd and I'm following the reopening of Leeds after the national lockdown. It's a bit of a rainy Tuesday morning on what's forecast to be a glorious week here in Leeds. I'm on Vicar Lane, busy Vicar Lane this morning as the city is waking up and people are heading back to work in much smaller numbers than previously, of course, but it is starting to feel a bit busier now in the middle of Leeds. As I say, I'm on Vicar Lane. I'm at the bottom of Victoria Quarter, just next to the ivy with its pleasing flower arch over the door. And on this episode, we're looking at the government's Eat Out to Help Out initiative. If you don't know about it already, it's a plan to help struggling cafes and restaurants and pubs get back on their feet after the lockdown. You can get 50% off food and soft drinks, up to a maximum of a tenner each. And you can do that every Monday to Wednesday until the end of August. You have to eat in. It's not for takeaways, of course. And as I say, it's to help those places that have been struggling during lockdown because we haven't been allowed out to restaurants and bars and that sort of thing. 1.4 million hospitality workers have apparently been placed on furlough at some point since April. So if you want to take advantage of Eat Out to Help Out for all the places in Leeds that are taking part, there's a handy map to help you find them and to choose where you want to go and eat. That's all online at welcometoleeds.co.uk. Just click on the Eat Out to Help Out section. So just up and around the corner from Vicar Lane, as you head up onto Headrow, there's a little left-hand turning and you come under a white brick tunnel that says Headrow House on the left-hand side and Ox Club as you approach the building in front of you, and a nice neon green beer hall sign, very welcoming. And this is Headrow House, and this is part of a small group in Leeds of this particular place, the Ox Club, the restaurant, as I mentioned, Belgrave Music Hall and Canteen, which is up towards the top end of town. And also the Beck and Call, which is a fairly newishly opened pub in the Meanwood area. Let's go in and find out more about how they've been getting on during lockdown and what Eat Out to Help Out is going to mean for them.
So my name is Simon Stevens and I'm director of Belgrave Group, who are behind Headrow House, where we are at the moment. Headrow House is a sort of complicated mixed-use space with bar, restaurant, terraces, event space and cocktail bar.
Yeah, indeed. So you've got Headrow House here, there's the Ox Club next door, there's Belgrave, which people will know up in what has been tried to be called the Northern Quarter.
Yes, I haven't heard that for a while, but yes.
Yeah, caught on yet. And you've got the Beck and Call, which is this huge pub out in the Meanwood area of Leeds. So you had all these businesses, and I assume, hit fairly hard when lockdown came along. Just talk to me a bit about that experience.
We kind of knew something horrible was coming, but it didn't make it any more bearable when it actually landed and Boris kind of said, stay at home, don't go to the pub. That was a bit of a killer. And we were just coming through up to what is our, I suppose, busiest period of the year, most profitable part of the year. You know, we've got big outdoor spaces at all the pubs, and going into the sort of summer period or starting around sort of May time is when we tend to do our best sort of trade, really. So the furlough scheme helped massively with that. I think the biggest worry, you know, the directors of the company at the top are probably the, you know, our least concern, really. We've got almost 100 people working for us, I think, between the four sites, and making sure that those guys were looked after was, you know, a massive weight off, and then we could just stress about ourselves after that. It was just kind of like, what the hell are we going to do? So not a great experience. I think everyone was really glad to be given the opportunity to get back open and touch wood, everything's going okay so far.
Yeah, and of course you couldn't just sort of click your fingers and everything reopened and went back to normal and you could be busy again. There's this sort of drip almost, isn't there? There's this slow reopening. Is that helping or hindering?
I don't know yet. We've been kind of talking about this over the last couple of weeks. It doesn't feel like a lot of our core like customer base is back out yet, but having said that, we're doing pretty well. If you'd offered me this before we reopened, I would have snapped your arm off. It's not as bad as we thought it was going to be, I must admit.
And we're into week one of Eat Out to Help Out. This is the government initiative to sort of get the hospitality sector back on its feet. How much of a help has that been, bearing in mind you've got that initiative for the rest of August as well?
I mean, so far so good. I mean, Beck and Call did really well out of it. I think that's just in an area where we've got a lot of families and it's easy for them just to walk 50 yards down the road and go to the pub. We've still got to see whether that has pulled people who might have gone to the beck and call on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whether they're now just going in the start of the week to take advantage of the offer, and whether they'll come back again later in the week is yet to be seen.
How positive do you feel about the future now? You just said that if you were offered this situation at the start of lockdown, you'd have snapped my arm off, I think was the phrase. Obviously, they were really dark days for a lot of people, particularly in your industry, at the start of lockdown. So how positive do you feel about the sort of medium to long-term future at this stage?
I'm reasonably positive. I think, you know, before the pandemic came along, Brexit was the big problem. It was just kind of, that's going to be a real drag next year. But the football team at that point was looking like it was going to get promoted. We still had Channel 4 coming. And the city as a whole did feel like a pretty good place to be. It felt like those things like that would outweigh the negative effects of Brexit and just the sort of... It was on the up. I don't know how we try and keep that going. I think you always get a bit of a positive uplift for the city when the students come back in September. I don't think anybody really knows what that's going to look like yet, but hopefully, well, what I'm hearing is that a lot of the students will still come to the city in September and start that sort of student life. So that'll be a big one for us.
Simon Stevens from Hedrow House. Now, I have walked all the way through Leeds city centre to an area that the locals would call the Dark Arches. It'll be pretty noisy here because I am underneath the train station, and you will hear in a moment the roar as we walk past the overflow tunnels for the River Aire and the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, which passes through this part of Leeds. And as we walk through the tunnels and we step out the other side and back into the light, we reach an area called Granary Wharf. This is one of my favourite places to be in the city because it's so pretty to sit just by the canal lock gates and have a drink and look around, because you've got a few restaurants and bars here. You've got Fazenda as a restaurant. The Doubletree Hilton Hotel is here, which famously has the Sky Lounge bar, which is up on, I think it's the 13th floor, something like that, and that looks across the south bank of Leeds city centre and over towards Bridgewater Place, which is, well, currently the tallest building around these parts. And also on this paved square is a bar called Archie's, which does pizzas and ales. There's The Hop, which is an Ossett brewery place, which does lovely beer, I can testify to that. And also a large sign for Aperol Spritz as we reach the traditional Italian place, Live in Italy. And this is where we're going for a chat.
Well, I'm Mattia Boldetti, founder of Live in Italy, and currently we are in our Granary Wharf location. We've got two restaurants in Leeds. One is recently opened in next to the Corn Exchange, but this is the original venue. And what we really tried and do is recreate a bit of Italian living. So not just in relation to the food, but also the atmosphere, the smells, the look and feel of everything that we do. So it's, we try, and the aim is really to try and share part of our home, really.
And tell me a bit about what lockdown did to your business. What was that experience like? How did you stay positive throughout it? That kind of thing. I can hear a train going over. That really pinpoints where we are, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah,
underneath
just
the train station.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so it gets louder, actually, so yeah. Watch it.
So what's it been like for you then during lockdown? How have you coped?
Well, I mean, it wasn't easy. I mean, nobody expected it, and we didn't know how to cope with it at first. I mean, it obviously took everybody by surprise. So when you shut the doors for any reasons, really, it's a dreadful feeling.
And how good has it been then to be able to reopen and get some of your staff back working again and get serving customers again?
I mean, it's that again. You know, just it was as bad to close down as it was good to open back up. I think, emotionally, it was a great feeling. We know that the challenges are still there and are still present. Just being able to welcome people back and pick up what we were doing before, it's just an amazing feeling. And I think all the staff also seem to have felt very much in the same way, and they were absolutely thrilled to just get back into work and keep doing what they like, what they love doing, really.
Talk to me about the Eat Out to Help Out scheme then. Do you think it will help the business and going forward as well, because it's around for a good few weeks yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I'm very positive it's gonna help. To what extent, we still don't know. I mean, it started Monday, and we had a pretty good day in both sides. So Yeah, we're full. I mean,
would you expect to be full on a Monday night at the start of August?
I mean, on Monday, generally speaking, yes, we would fill up, but for different reasons. I think you know, we got good mix, especially here. The hotel used to work pretty well midweek as well with corporate again. Now, I guess we are full, probably thanks to the eat out well part as well. You know, it's definitely a contributing factor.
How optimistic do you feel for the future for your business and for Leeds as a whole?
Well, let's put it this way. If we were not on the app before lockdown, I would have been, you know, I think it's a good thing. You know, it's definitely a good thing. I wouldn't have been as optimistic. I think, you know, because the market was so well established beforehand, I think, you know, I would hope that we would bounce back quicker. You know, we're not coming from years of austerity and, you know, a recession that's built up over a long period of time. So, you know, I'm quite optimistic overall, especially in Leeds, considering everything that's been surrounding the city so far. I've got good hopes for it, but yeah, I am an optimistic person by nature, so we shall find out, I guess.
Fantastic, that's everything I need. Apart from, I think it's tradition in Italy to finish any conversation with a limoncello, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a bottle coming.
Fantastic.
We'll be now.
Thanks, Mattia, great to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank
grazie.
You.
So we say ciao to Mattia at Live in Italy, and we say goodbye to Granary Wharf, because I've walked along the river behind the back of Asda's headquarters, which is a tourist attraction. I'm just joking. And I'm here, I've arrived on one of the hidden gems of Leeds. This is Dock Street, which is a lovely, close-quartered, cobbled street in Leeds. At one end, you've got the famous old pub, the Adelphi. Used to be the Drayman's pub in years gone by for the Tetley Brewery, which is about 100 yards down the road. Tetley isn't brewed here anymore, but at the site of the old brewery is an art gallery and a restaurant and a bar. That's a lovely place, as is the Adelphi pub itself. That's a terrific pub. But it's neither of those places I'm heading to, because if I head down these cobbles, I'm going to find myself at the Char Lounge to meet the lovely Mandeep.
Colin, how are you?
Good.
Got a limbo dance under your shutter.
My name's Mandeep. I'm co-owner with my brother Jagdeep of Char Lounge. We're on Dock Street in Leeds. We are a sustainably run cafe bar. We specialise in brunch, and we also do jazz and curry nights and supper clubs. And our primary goal of opening Char Lounge was so that consumers can come here and enjoy good products, but also while contributing to a fairer society, contributing to sustainability and helping the environment rather than damaging it. So that's what we're working to do every day with our fair trade products, locally sourced produce, 100% renewable energy, and we've never used plastic packaging, yeah, and so on and so forth.
Excellent. Okay, so what has lockdown been like for you?
So for the Char Lounge, lockdown has been a different strategy, a different business model. So we didn't decide to completely shut the doors and close, because we are one of those places where we're part of the community, and you know, the people that live around here want some kind of normality. So we opened 2 days a week, and we were doing veg boxes. So we were also helping to support our local suppliers with the farms and the milk and the eggs and the bread. So we're doing veg boxes and selling all their local produce to our customers so that they didn't have to go to the supermarket as well. And then also I was selling my curry base. So it's like do it yourself when you get home. So you basically just add whatever you want when you get home to the curry base, it's ready. So we just changed the business model completely, basically, and that helped keep us going and keep our suppliers going and helped us still stay a part of the community while it was all going on.
Yeah, and what support did you get from people in Leeds then? Because a lot of people wanted to help out, didn't they, when
yes,
lockdown came along. It wasn't always obvious how to do that, but you got quite a lot of support, I understand.
We did, actually. Our customers are just amazing people anyway. I mean, they all care so much, and you know, I'm sure everybody does at this time. But yeah, they all really wanted to help out. They were really supporting us by getting the veg boxes off us, and also we were donating through the veg box as well to food banks. So the customers were really on board with that, and on board with the donations. So that really helped a lot of families that were suffering.
And what about for you personally? So going from a sort of 7 day a week, all consuming business where you're, you know, you're serving people day in, day out. And if you're not serving people, well, you're cooking and you're preparing and all those kind of things. And suddenly, you know, you had to close sort of half the week.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
What was that like for you personally?
It was very strange at the beginning, having to close. Very upsetting, you know, for all of us. And we didn't know when we'd be able to reopen. So it was a stressful time. But obviously we got a lot of help from the government and that helped us. And then last year I actually started doing a laughing yoga course. And so this was my opportunity for me personally to build on that, because I've always wanted to teach a laughing yoga here in Char Lounge. So I started doing laughing yoga classes on Zoom. So that was really great and a great way to keep positive.
I won't ask you to show us any moves just now.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
Yeah, next time. That's another video. We'll do that, the laughing yoga files. So you are one of those places that can take advantage of the Eat Out to help out the government scheme. What kind of a difference do you think that's going to make?
When we'd planned our reopen, because most of our business Monday to Friday is the offices round here and they're not back yet, we decided we won't do 7 days anymore. It wouldn't be worth it we'd end up losing money. So we're just going to do Thursday to Sunday. But now we've got this great opportunity, another lifeline from the government. So we decided we'll open Wednesdays. That's enabled us to open an extra day that we wouldn't have been able to do previously.
Yeah, and coming out of lockdown, of course, it is a bit baby steps, isn't it? And sort of finding your way and being able to open that one extra day is another day that you have your employees back in the cafe.
Yeah,
it's another day you can just start to get a bit of income. So
yes,
it's not like back to normal, but it's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not back to normal. We're still running on less capacity. But hopefully, yeah, when people see that we're open and we're doing everything really safely, it'll encourage people to come out and know that it's safe. It's a sanitised environment. It's very clean. And hopefully encourage people to eat out more.
Ah, the lovely Mandeep at Char Lounge on Dock Street in Leeds. I'm into that laughing yoga idea, you know. Even though I think people would probably laugh a lot if they saw me do yoga, but I'm not quite sure that's the same thing. Thanks for listening to the podcast and this Eat Out to Help Out edition of the Welcome Back to Leeds podcast. Please share it on your own social media channels if you can. And all the information you need to get safely back into Leeds City Centre is on the Welcome Back to Leeds portal. That's at welcometoleeds.co.uk. That's also, as a reminder, where you'll find that map of all the places that are taking part in the government's Eat Out to Help Out scheme. You can also find Welcome to Leeds on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you're returning to the city, you can post using the hashtag #BackToLeeds.
Welcome back to Leeds, a brief guide to help you safely visit Leeds City Centre. Welcometoleeds.co.uk.